know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Jock gibberish on classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. I am all geared up to talk here this morning. And the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that Fairbury Furniture sponsors Jock Gibberish. We are very appreciative of their support. I am not making that up. It is great to have them on board, and we wish them well as we talk about nothing. Ginger is here. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning, Todd.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, it's good to know, because we're going to talk about stuff that is just ridiculous. And so we can get good and worked up over how some companies are trying to take our money. Now, I got to be honest. I'll make a confession here. When it comes to spending too much money, my weakness is kitchen gadgets.
Interesting.
You show me a cool gizmo. You show me one of those can openers that automatically spins around the top of the can and opens it for you. So, hey, I just throw the debit card at him. Just say, so you just keep it and keep making weird stuff for the kitchen.
I love to shop. I have a clothing addiction.
Okay.
But what we're getting into is a little much.
I was just going to say, you're the person we need to talk to today, because I was telling Ginger before the segment, if it weren't for Christmas, I'd never get new clothes. Because my thing is comfort. So
right.
I get clothes that fit the way I want them to, and then I just wear them and wear them and wear them and wear them. And people are like, are you sure you should still be wearing that shirt? Because the armpits are kind of worn out and the collar's kind of frayed. But I like the way it feels. You know, I don't want to get a new shirt.
That's right. After it's worn so much, it's so comfy.
That's it. But that's no way to live, actually. Because,
no.
You know, people do notice when the when there's only three buttons left on your shirt.
Or
people
it's getting
sort of
a little pilly and
yeah,
a little worn down.
Yeah.
Starting to change colors, you
nice
know.
Nice knit with a lot of snags all over
That's
it.
Right.
You know, you can only trim them away so often. They just keep coming back. I don't get it. But we want to talk about some companies that apparently have found target markets that are not us. Ginger, that's just all there is to it. Jeans are making a big comeback. Now, I don't know how old Ginger is. Are you old enough to remember the big jeans craze of the, I guess it was in the 80s and 90s, where people were spending crazy amounts of money on designer jeans?
I don't remember that, but I'm almost 32, Todd.
Oh, you didn't need to confess. I'm
well,
sorry.
That's all right.
But there was a big craze, and people were spending just crazy amounts of money just to get a certain label on their jeans. And I will admit, some of them were really nice jeans, but some people took it too far, like you said just a minute ago, and now it could be happening again.
Oh, gosh.
There is a new set of jeans, a style of jeans, just went on sale at Nordstrom. I guess this is why they got rid of the Ivanka Trump stuff, because they needed room for the Barracuda straight leg jeans. These are jeans that are going to set you back $425. And the real selling point of these jeans is they're not stonewashed. They are not faded. You can get all those jeans, you know, for years now. These come pre-streaked with fake mud.
I don't really have many words for this. I call jeans leg prisons, because I am not comfortable in jeans. I am more of a skirt and legging girl.
Well, there you go.
But $425 for a pair of pants.
That's designed to look dirty.
That's terrible.
It's designed to look like you went out and played flag football in them because they're covered with fake mud.
I have a hard time spending $50 on blue jeans. I couldn't imagine spending $425 on mud-covered jeans.
Yeah, and I don't quite get the mud because, like I say, you've always been able to get jeans that come looking like they're faded because that's a classic look. You know, when
right.
you've had your jeans and the dark blue is worn out and all the white is showing through, I mean, that's how a pair of blue jeans is supposed to look. So I get that.
I mean, maybe our hunting girls might like them, but...
Yeah, that's it.
That I don't know if they want to spend $425.
If you don't want to take your truck out mudding, you can still look like you've had it out running in the mud, even though
you
don't want to go to all the trouble to clean the truck up. Just slip on the $425 jeans and you'll be ready to go. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't run in the tax bracket where I could drop $425 on one pair of jeans.
No, I could see so many other opportunities to spend that $425.
Yeah, or you could buy several pairs of nice jeans.
Yes.
Not pre-stained with fake mud, of course. You know, you're not going to get that. But
what are you going to do when they rip and you can't wear them anymore?
That's a good question.
That's,
you're,
I see it in the trash.
You're going to cry is what you're going to do. Take it to Goodwill or something. Give it to the Salvation Army. I don't know what you do, but yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. And there is another trend. This is from a British chain called Topshop. These are allegedly jeans, but they are not made from denim. And they are transparent. They are completely see-through.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of the only logical response. Well, isn't that nice?
Maybe over there that's a trend, but here I don't think that's appropriate.
Well, it turns out that there is a note on the story I have that this is, again, from a provider in the UK called Topshop, and these pants have been pulled from the Topshop website, so maybe they're getting some negative feedback on the clear plastic pants. I don't know. They're $100, and isn't the whole point of, you know, if you're going to spend $100 on a pair of pants, you want them to cover things up. You know, you want
let alone not made of clear plastic.
Yeah, you want them to cover up your little problems. If you wanted to show off your body, you'd buy shorts. You wouldn't buy blue jeans.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine walking down the street and passing someone that has all their stuff hanging out in their blue jeans.
They're clear plastic blue jeans. I can't imagine what these must feel like. How can you wear clear plastic pants?
Very stiff and very uncomfortable, I'm sure.
I would think so, you know. And what are you going to do when it's hot and you start to perspire? It's just going to be a nightmare.
You'd probably have to cut them off.
Pay $100 for your plastic blue jeans and then turn them into cutoffs.
Hey, I'll stick with my leggings and skirts.
These are my plastic Daisy Dukes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who comes up with these ideas. See, that's the part that makes me crazy, because you watch Shark Tank, for example, and some people seem to have good ideas, you know, and still they can't get any support. It just doesn't resonate. Somebody somewhere went to a manufacturer and said, I think what we should do is make clear plastic pants, and we'll retail these for $100.
Yeah, or what? Dipped mud jeans.
I bet if you looked hard enough, you could find a transparent rain suit, and you could just wear the pants from that.
If I find it, Todd, I'm going to buy it for you.
It would probably only cost you about $19.95. You wouldn't have to spend $100. As we say, these are no longer available, apparently. They were pulled from the website where they originally appeared. So I don't know. And in terms of buying them for me, Ginger, I appreciate that sentiment, but no, the world does not need me in anything transparent, I promise you. So that's our fashion take. Now, what would you spend your money on? That's my question. Since I'm not a clothes buyer, I mean, what are your favorite things? You mentioned skirts and leggings, but if you were really going to splurge, would it just be a thing of the moment when you saw the dress or you saw the top or whatever, you'd go for it?
I don't really think about it. I just, whatever I'm looking for, I know I need. So I clean out my closet and say, okay, I need this many shirts, I need this many pants, and I replace them.
There you go.
So I try not to overspend, but
that's what sensible people do. Like I say, I go to my closet and say, when's my birthday? When might there be a chance for people to give me gifts, you know?
You know, talking about spending a lot of money and it ripping and having to be thrown away, I was telling you a second ago, you know, I'm upset about my sweater. I paid $75 for my sweater, and it's got a big rip in it.
I would say go to
so frustrating.
I would say go to whoever you bought it from and throw a stink. No matter how long ago you bought it, say, I just don't expect the seams to fall apart on these clothes.
That's correct.
You know?
I'm working on that.
I don't care where they were made or, you know, how long ago I bought it. It ought to work better than that.
I agree. I think they need to make better quality.
True. True. And that's a problem that you run into a lot, because a lot of times you buy something that seems to be great. When you have it in your hand, you try it on. But like you say, as you wear it for a while. I have a pair of pants, and I found them on sale. And they are made of a very fine knit fabric. So I tried them on in the store. I said, these feel great. This is a good pair of pants. Great to wear to work. Get them home. I bought two pair, in fact, because they were on sale. Here's what I didn't know. These things are like static engines.
Oh.
I mean, these are made of some kind of microfiber fabric, and as you wear them and they rub against your legs, they just cling to your legs because they generate so much static electricity. So
yeah, I don't know what to do. I have skirts that cling.
Yeah.
You have to spray some hairspray under there.
I bought the static guard. I've never tried the hairspray, so maybe that's the way to go.
It's my hairstylist techniques.
I don't know. Oh, well, I'll tell you what, folks. You pick the T-shirts and blue jeans that you like best, and you don't need to spend $425 because here in Livingston County, we got plenty of mud. If you want to stain your blue jeans with mud, you can use the real thing.
Go to Walmart.
And you can support the Illinois economy.
Buy a pair of pants from Walmart and go roll in it if you want.
There you go. And know that for $425, you can go anywhere around here and buy several pairs of blue jeans. So
that's right.
You can use gray mud, brown mud, black mud, just whatever kind of mud you like. That's a fact. I'm Todd Weinberger. She's Ginger. That is Jock Gibberish for this Wednesday morning, sponsored by Fairbury Furniture. Thanks for being with us.